This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've heard some stories from Wyala that rocks have been thrown at taxis while driving. Very dangerous behaviour indeed. I'm joined this morning by Louise Osborne from Des's Taxis. Louise, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So what's the situation?
The situation today as we stand is that we've made a bit of noise last week in regards to the issue of the rock throwing, which had escalated over the previous weeks. Even though it had been ongoing for a good couple of years, it had settled down but then had started to escalate again. So we just needed to bring it to the attention of the authorities and community leaders. So that's what we did. We had a meeting last week with Council, SAPOL, Department of Child Protection, Housing, and some councillors, Eddie Hughes, and hopefully sort of from those meetings we're going to get some short-term and some long-term strategies to try and get this problem resolved.
Has there been a larger police presence on areas that rock throwing has happened?
Yeah, that was one of the short-term strategies that we discussed. So they're definitely going to be having a bigger presence in the areas. So, yes, and over the weekend we can report that we have had no incidents. So it's been a fantastic result.
So was it a town-wide thing, or is it just localised over a couple of roads?
It's probably more localised in the west of the town. It's not just something that was happening to us, though, and that's why I needed the community to know what was going on, because, you know, it was an isolated event for one person, but it was a bigger impact for us because obviously we've got more vehicles on the road. So, yeah, the rock throwing is definitely in sort of a major, well, one part of the town, and then sort of attacking more than one vehicle at a time. So, yeah.
How dangerous has it gotten for drivers in that area?
It's got extremely dangerous. That's why they actually made a stand the previous weekend. They've had rocks thrown at them where, you know, it's got the windscreens. We've had windscreens damaged. We've had side windows smashed and the rocks come through and glasses come through. Panel damage, and it's frightening for both the driver and the passenger. It's an unsafe workplace for them now, so we had to do something about that.
And has it just been rock throwing as well?
Quite a bit of vandalism here at our office in the base, where vehicles have been damaged as well, and that's through kids as well. Same situation. You know, they're 8 buses last January, 4 cars this March, you know, on premise as well. So it's a big issue for us. It's thousands of dollars worth of damage. So,
well, I guess the other question is, how's it been affecting your drivers? What's the toll been like on them with you know, these obviously dangerous actions?
Yeah, look, the drivers, as I said, they just wanted to know what management was doing, what actions we were taking to bring it to everybody's attention. So we had a meeting in regards to that. I had a meeting last week to update them as to, you know, what I'd done with the authorities, and they were quite happy with that. How it affects us ongoing in regards to recruitment will be to see, because obviously people don't want to apply for jobs where it's dangerous. Taxi driving is already a sort of an industry where you could class them as at risk, just like, you know, your AMBOs who are out there in the public doing things. So, yeah, at this stage, I haven't had anyone quit, and I don't want anyone to quit.
And that's fair enough. And I guess, longer-term plans are yet to be seen from council and police, but is there anything in particular that the taxi company would like to see done in overall?
Yeah, the immediate strategies we asked for was for the rocks to be taken away from the roundabout. SAPOL have requested better CCTV and lighting in the area, and obviously we asked for a bigger police presence as well. So they were the shorter-term strategies. The longer-term strategies are really not for us. They're not in our... You know, that's not what we do. We're the victim here and we're just asking for help and for an action to be taken. What that actually is going to be or who is going to make that action is up to the department involved.
And as far as asking for help, have you felt listened to by the authorities that be?
Oh, absolutely. They've been fantastic.
No worries. Well, all the best, Louise. Thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you, Jordan.
That's Louise Osborne, Regional General Manager with Des's Taxis on your Classic It's Breakfast.